Welcome back, everybody. This is the 50-50 a Spanglish podcast. Por si se les olvidó a todos, my name is Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
We are your hosts para este podcast. Y en este episodio, nos estamos dando la bienvenida a nosotros. Welcome back, Jessica.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Y nos estamos dando también la despedida a...
A la flojera.
A la flojera, al COVID. Ya estuvo bueno. We are glad to be back. Bienvenidos otra vez todos. Let's get started. All this and more.
Coming up.
Is the 50-50 a Spanglish podcast. Hablamos un poquito así and like this a la misma vez sin pensarla. Welcome back, Jessica.
Welcome.
It's weird calling you Jessica. But anyways, we do not want to call this a comeback. Nunca nos fuimos, okay?
You did in the intro. So.
We do not call it a comeback. Intro that one song, that one cool song. Do not call it a comeback. I don't know what it's called. You know which one I'm talking about?
Eminem.
No, it's not that one. Anyways, nunca nos fuimos. And we never left. We never... left con la intención of never coming back, you know? Unlike a lot of the people's out there's parents que nunca regresaron, like, we had every intention to come back. Okay? We didn't go anywhere. Let the record show que we went nowhere. ¿A quién le dio COVID aquí en la casa?
A mí no, a ti.
A mí tampoco. Okay? So we're fine. We're back. We just died a little on the inside. Eso sí.
¿We?
I died a little on the inside. Déjame admitir eso, okay?
I think we died a little bit on the inside in a different manner. But yeah, you got like pretty, I don't know, it was a different experience.
It was, you know, and you know, the breaks itself, we like to do this podcast on our own terms and our own pace. Y eso, like, it's not that we just want to drop one randomly, porque así tampoco, like, así no se hacen las cosas, pero last year we did take a break too. You know, last year we took the summer.
Vacation.
Yeah, we took a whole vacation. You know, we went and dropped off some precious cargo. Allá la dejamos in Oregon. As far as we know, she's fine also. You know, we spent the whole quality time with some old friends over there. Like, you know, we had a good time. Así que when we decided to do our travel, we're like, okay, let's focus on that. And let's focus on the friends and let's focus on the moment versus being trying to fit something into a schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We made a decision. It was a very active decision to take time off last year.
Pero. This summer.
This summer, yeah. We took some time off, pero no sé si era como que planeado, pero la mía es no planeado to this extent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was not planning to go that long. I wanted a break. Yeah, for sure. Yo, personalmente, I felt like I needed a break.
Mm-hmm. The internet kind of took a break too for some important things.
I think overall creatively a lot of people took a break. Mm-hmm. You know, así que this summer definitely hit a little bit different, you know, and you know, elephant in the room para todos, yeah, it's because of COVID, and COVID sucks, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It just does, all right? It killed my creative mojo, and it didn't kill it because no es que estaba ocupado.
No
es de que yeah no No es de que tenía muchas cosas que hacer. It's not like, you know, like I took on the whole house as a project or anything, you know, or I took on life, other matters. No era eso. It wasn't that. So no es que estoy equipado en una excusa de que it wasn't even school. Because fun fact para todos, I enrolled into classes. Ni eso era, because hasta en eso me atrasé.
Mm-hmm.
Así que it's not that it was the quantity of work itself. It was just that yo personalmente
motivation.
I was not feeling it, you know? I was not feeling it. This is my first pandemic, you guys, disculpen de que no tenga mucha experiencia con esto. Así que no me sentía up to par. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I know I'm not the only one que se sentía de esa forma. You know, y yo mismo and this is something that, you know, some of y'all know about me. This is something that you definitely know about me, babe, is de que I can be my own worst enemy when it comes to getting inside my own mind.
Yes.
The moment I get inside my own mind in the negative scope, I know. It takes a lot for me to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a deep thinker, pero it's not always for like the most positive things. You know, I can focus into deep thoughts, pero no siempre son algo que me va a resultar en algo bueno, ni que digamos, you know? Mm-hmm. Así que...
And we were like on the verge of moving, you know? We wanted to make some...
Changes
in our lives. And then COVID hit, and so we had to change again and put some things in pause. So maybe like the fact that you were looking forward to something that didn't happen, which a lot of people in the world, right, that happened, whether it was like a small concert or like a big thing like this, it just took a curve that we were not expecting. And at first it was exciting.
Right. No, absolutely. ¿Verdad? And you hit the nail right on the head with that. It's the fact that es diferente. I usually am super down for flexibility, pero this whole, like, yo hice todo el año entero pasado, leading up to 2020, I have been working very hard on creating a routine. Mm-hmm. And, you know me, and for those who also know me, saben que routines are not my strong point, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
So here I am trying to build this routine, trying to be like this whole better version of me. Y luego entra la comadre del COVID, you know, and she's like, hey, I see your routine. How about nah? And para mí, it's like, okay, bro, it's like a house of cards. You know, se cayó todo, and I had to start from zero again, you know? And
by the time you were trying to get used to your new normal, you know, you went back to work. So exactly. Then that whole thing happened.
And, you know, so yeah, that's basically, in a nutshell, todo eso pasó. And I can stand here and say that one of the biggest things that I was telling myself is that this podcast is a podcast based on experiences and our perspective. Así que yo personalmente, para mí esto era difícil to produce because I felt like there wasn't being much being experienced de mi parte. Pero yeah, that's all in the past. The groove is back.
Move forward.
The groove is back, people. All right. Now we're feeling a little creative. The creative juices are flowing, machine entre mis venas.
I feel like that's an espresso talking.
That is an espresso talking. You know, Jessica bought me an espresso just in time for me to go back to work. And I love that thing. You know,
You're welcome.
I love it more than my dogs.
Yo no tomo café, so this is a very selfless gift.
I know, it really
sometimes
was,
sometimes I give you things que like, también me van a beneficiar a mí.
You always do that.
Like, that's true. Like, I always do that.
This is the person who wanted to buy
me. Okay, no, espérame. The frother? That could have been a little selfish.
It could have been a little selfish, but no. Like, just going to give you guys una perspectiva en que hasta qué punto Jessica buys a gift. Ella no nomás compra un gift para, like, here you go, this is fun for you. Por ejemplo, I remember during our anniversary, I forgot what year it was. I want to say it was the 6th or the 5th. One of esos dos. And Jessica was like going to buy me a gift. That was going to be our thing. Just buy each other gifts. And
we usually take a trip, but I think that time we had like no money or something.
Yeah, we're like dinner and a gift, bro. We're going full, like, you know, life
basics.
See, full basics, lifetime movie. All right. That's how we're going to do our anniversary. And dijimos, okay, un regalo. And I was hinting super strongly to Jessica, like, hey, you know, I love Italian plumbers that jump on mushrooms and estrellitas and have pet dinosaurs.
Oh my God.
You know, I love people whose names are Mario and Luigi. And if there's some sidekicks out there like Yoshi and Toad, then I'm all about that. I wanted a Nintendo, the Super Nintendo Minis, you know, mm-hmm. I wanted one of those. And then Jessica's like, babe, I got the perfect gift for you. And I was like, yup, I'm hyped. I'm like, I'm super excited. I love this woman. And she's like, check this. I'm going to buy you a humidifier. And I was like, what? Why? ¿Por qué un humidifier? And what was your idea? I totally forgot the idea of the humidifier. Why?
Primeramente porque roncas. Y ya según, it helps people that... Because, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, me duele la garganta.
Sí.
And I was reading that, you know, humidifiers help people that have allergies, that snore at night. It's also really good for the skin. So then I was like, ooh, it's also good for me too. And I was just thinking about overall your health.
So you, okay. So, you know, she did it for all the right reasons. No,
I didn't buy it. Okay.
No, she didn't. You know, she got me this really cool ring.
But
that
I was
needed.
Like really excited about potentially getting him a humidifier. But no, I got you a ring because you lost your original ring. You and the other half of the world of men that are married.
Sí, es correcto.
So the humidifier was just...
an idea. And this is just to highlight que when Jessica buys me things, they're usually dual purpose and it also serves her as well.
Sí.
Pero este Nespresso was completely selfless, only for my enjoyment and my use and my survival of going back to school as a teacher.
During a pandemic.
During a pandemic. Así que for that reason, I have the creative juices flowing. Thank you so much, babe. I love the gift.
Now, I love that the house smells like a coffee shop every morning. It's just like so nice.
We have like
ya no vamos al Starbucks.
No, ya no. Ya estuvo con Starbucks. Mm-mm. You know, so we do the coffee and then we put like the coffee lounge music acá en machine. So yeah. está bien vibing acá.
So your routine, because your morning routine always starts with a cup of coffee.
It does.
So I just kind of like amped it up. You guys duró como media hora en an espresso website trying to figure out what he wanted. It was the cutest thing.
It's a lot of options. Primeramente, esta cocinada, like the Nespresso virtual, apparently it's not
the... Why do we always end up talking about coffee on this podcast?
Because we like coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
But we like the idea of coffee. Y like, primeramente, esta cocinada, like, no, it's not the regular Nespresso machine.
Sponsor us.
You know, like the regular one, like all third-party coffee makers have the little pods for it, ¿verdad? Mm. Esta is like, apparently, it's exclusive, you know? Yeah. And it's kind of annoying because we're not bougie like that.
You know?
Well, we try not to be. At least we try to swear that we're not, you know? But Aaron would probably approve this bougie machine right here. Aaron, if you're listening to this podcast, come taste this coffee because it is the bee's knees.
No, I don't
guy.
Need visitors right it now is from the out of bee's state. Thank you.
Knees. Curbside pickup for the coffee. Anyways, because of that reason, my creative juices are flowing. Así que. Let's move on to this main point, okay? Here's my hot take. All right, listen up. I have come to the conclusion, babe.
Yeah.
I've had an epiphany.
Oh, wow.
Estoy epifinado. I don't know if that's the word, but I have an epiphany.
It's a Spanglish podcast. See, there's no grammar here.
I have come to the realization that COVID-19 is like Zoe Deschanel from 500 Days of Summer.
Okay.
Es la misma cosa. COVID-19 and Zoe Deschanel from the movie 500 Days of Summer, es la misma cosa.
Explain yourself.
Okay, first of all, let me explain you guys the basic plot points of 500 Days of Summer.
Plot points.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the movie, this is your spoilers. Warning, be warned, okay? Moving on.
That's such an old movie.
I know, dude, but you'd be surprised how many people get mad. Like, you ruined the Bible for me. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know Jesus died at the end. You know what I mean? Like people get mad at the dumbest spoilers. So, spoiler alert, this is your warning. Here we go. So basic plot points to 500 Days of Summer is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt finds esta morra, la Zoe, aka Summer. What's Joseph Gordon-Levitt's name in the movie? We're going to call him Joseph Broseph. Doesn't matter. Anyways, Joseph finds Zoe, aka Summer. Y el momento que la mira, he's like mad shooketh by her, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's cute. She's really cute.
She is cute. I'm not saying que no, but I'm just saying que like he like todo... cambia the moment he lays eyes on her. And just like with anything that's new.
And she goes, the
Smiths. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they're like the Smiths, ¿verdad? In the elevator. Yeah. And that's when I realized that, like, oh, this guy looks
Tom.
Super hipster. His name is Tom?
In the movie, yeah.
In the movie, he looks really hipster. And then I was like, man, I should dress like that. And then I realized, no me va. Anyway, so he meets her and they start dating, right? As all rom-coms do. And everything's exciting at first. Like, todo is like...
the chase.
You know, like, everything's exciting. The chase is exciting. And the thing about Zoe is that she's so eccentric. She's so different from any other girl that this person has seen or conceived of. You know, his notion of life itself is changed. Like, la vida en sí cambia. The way he looks at life itself cambia the moment that Zoe, aka Summer, entra en su vida.
And if you're, like, a film... snob, like even the cinematography is like more colorful.
Yes,
when they do the flashbacks and stuff.
Exactly, like you know, from the sad, gloomy tree to the tree full of life. Mm-hmm. Y todo eso, ¿verdad?
The little bird dancing montage.
Todo. But here's the thing about Zoe. Here's the thing about Summer in the movie. She gets old really quick because there's this one scene where it starts with like, I really love this about her. I really love this about her. I really love that about her. And then cambia. Dude, I really hate this about her. I really hate that about her. You know, like it gets old quickly. De volada. He's done with her. He's done with the whole situation.
Well, she broke his heart, but okay.
But he was already like kind of done beforehand. You know,
she was done beforehand.
He was troubled by the whole idea,
and he was trying to hold on, and then you know she was not giving in.
The relationship itself fizzles out. Y luego lo que pasa is that he wants to move on after the relationship itself dies.
Yeah.
Pero Zoe keeps lingering in one shape or form. She's still in the picture, not 100% gone. And for that reason, like, he can't really move forward.
I mean, the man goes full on depressed.
He does. And I am here to tell everybody.
You're depressed?
Everyone that's listening right now. Y todos en el mundo. We are all Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, okay.
That was my realization.
Tom.
We're all Tom. We're all Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the movie 500 Days of Summer. And COVID-19 is Zoe. She is Summer.
She'd be cute.
COVID-19 is a she, first of all. Apparently, I gave it a gender.
Oh, wow.
In 2020.
You know, you can't really do that.
That's a bold move. That's a bold move, Cotton. Yeah. So she is, COVID-19 is Zoe. And let me tell you why. Okay? Because igual como en esta rola, when COVID-19 first started, everything was kind of exciting at first, you know, because when you hear a pandemic, and maybe this is my own personal projection, pero aquí les va. I am kind of an adrenaline junkie myself. Mm. Yeah, when things get hairy, like I'm in it, you know, like I'm like super pumped. Así como que like pandemia es todo, you know, like, all right, well, things are about to get real, es todo. Let's do this, you know, and it's always interesting to see like these world events happen because they are historic moments. Mm-hmm. We knew that COVID-19 was history in the making and all, like, you know, itself was changing. And change for me is exciting, as it is for a lot of people. Frightening, absolutely. Pero it can be exciting. And con COVID-19, we saw life change right before our eyes. Todo cambió, básicamente.
Yeah.
You know, de la noche a la mañana, everything changed. And we mentioned this in a previous episode, how everything from panic shopping to, you know, fear to, like, you know, como se dice, overall believing all kinds of conspiracy theories. Like, todo cambió. Just like it did in the movie, life itself was the same. Pero, igual como en la película, this thing got old super quick. When did it get old for you? When did COVID-19 get old for you?
I don't know. What? You need to tell me when you're going to ask me questions.
I'm just going
to
think, like I'm just thinking out loud. Pero, like, for me, it was probably, like, the first. Yo sí duró un ratillo. But, like, I want to say after 2 months, I was done. Like, ya estuvo.
Like, what do you mean, ya estuvo? Like, it's still here. But you can't be, COVID ain't done with you.
And that's the thing. And that's why it's like Zoe. That's why she's like Summer, because I am done. I want to move on.
You're done moping. Is that what it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know, like, okay, let's get our life going. Pero I think
May was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah, you see what my point is, though, that we want to move on. Mm-hmm. But COVID is still here, whether we want to move on or not.
No, I'm saying like May was bad. Like I was like mopey, but then I got over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so igual como la Zoe, COVID-19 is also lingering. Mm-hmm. And for those reasons, I am making that similarity, that comparison, that COVID-19 is like Zoe Deschanel from the movie 500 Days of Summer.
Okay. You have established that.
I have established that. Hey, hold on. And if that were not enough, if y'all think that is not enough similarities, aquí les va este dato, eh? Check it. Mi compa, el Broseph Joseph, he realized, Tom in the movie, sorry. He realized que the only way that he was going to get over the seemingly impossible mountain, que es la Zoe, que era la Summer, it was for him to change his own look and his own perception about himself, right? He had to take a strong look on the inside. And the moment he took control of his life, the moment que él decidió ponerse las pilas, surprise, surprise, outside factors like Zoe no longer tethered him. Mm-hmm. La Summer was no longer a factor. The moment that he took control of his life, even when he saw Summer in the final scene, mm-hmm. ya no era the whole, like, you know, weighing him down. It was more of him saying, hasta luego, goodbye. Closure. Right?
That's like my favorite scene.
And there it is, right there.
So what was your closure moment?
We have to change our own perception.
Like, no, I'm Joseph, asking you.
Myself, ¿verdad? Yeah. And this is something that we all have to do. You know, like, we have to literally pick ourselves up. And whether that's like, whether it's self-care, whether it's therapy, you know, mental health, whatever it may be, it has to be taking control of your own life. And for me, son, when it comes to things to do, because I thought que con todo el tiempo que tenía, I would be able to be more creative, more productive. Pero me di cuenta que time alone, time available to me alone, is not necessarily a deciding factor for being productive, creative, or things of that nature.
Yeah.
Para mí fue lo contrario. So for me, it was trying to have to rebuild a routine based on structure. Mm-hmm. I'm a very unstructured person. El momento de que yo me doy la libertad de no hacer nada.
No haces nada.
No hago nada. And it's bad. You know, I'm here telling you guys, I'm admitting that it's not okay. You know, and it messes with you. Like, you just deal with day by day and tanto lo más llevármela pensando. It doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Así que the moment that I started trying to give myself structure again from my own mental wellness, from my own, like, you know, scriptural meditation, todo eso, básicamente, como el Joseph, yo también me puse las pilas y me decidí to not be tethered by 2020's Zooey Deschanel, a.k.a. COVID-19. And even though I go to school now, I go to work, and igual como en la película, I have an encounter with Zooey. It's a closure. Like, I acknowledge that you are here, mm-hmm. but I am telling you that I'm going to keep moving forward.
Yes.
Even with you in the picture.
Please wear a mask.
Así que, yes. All right. That's okay. So, yo tomé esa decisión. And for those que no la han tomado, les encomio que lo tomen. We're not saying go party.
I feel like everybody else already got over it, like, way back when.
Okay. Well, I'm here kidding. To telling you guys that it's important que sepan que you guys can get over it on your own time. Jessica got over it in May. And she was like, all right, feelings out. Estoy agüitada, but let's go. Let's keep it moving. Y yo, it's August 15. I think I got it over it in August 1st. <You know? laughs> Así que everybody gets over it in their own pace, but whatever it is, the key is pongas en las pilas, take control of your life, and next time you acknowledge, two things can be true, ¿verdad? We can admit that COVID-19 is out there. It's not done with us, but we are done with it. And we're not saying, because am I in the party? Sí. We're not saying do not wear your face mask, go wild, don't follow the guidelines. No, we're not saying that.
Don't go coughing on people.
We're just saying don't let yourself be tied down to the COVID madness. Because the moment that Joseph did that, the moment that Tom did that in the movie, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? Who did he meet?
Oh, Autumn.
He met Autumn, babe.
This tan goddess.
Okay, and if this is not crazy enough, from the moment that we're recording this podcast to the moment that it's going to come out, what is around the corner?
Oh my God, stop.
What is around the corner? I mean, what
not
is,
here.
What is approaching to us?
Autumn.
Autumn, babe. That's it. See that? It's all connected.
Oh, wow.
You think that's a coincidence?
Yes.
No, it is not a coincidence. It is not a coincidence, all right? Igual que el Gordon, Autumn is right around the corner, people. Less than a month away now. Así que, COVID-19, we bid you adieu. Hasta la vista. Hasta luego. Bye. I'm laughing at the idea that COVID-19 is like listening to this conversation right now. And he's like, she's going like full Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like, I'll be back.
She's not gone.
with the second wave.
Yeah. It's for gonna... real. Autumn's coming, but the second wave is there.
Yeah, pero even if it's coming back and even if it's still going to
linger.
I feel
like if the second wave hits as strong as we, you know, think it's going to hit,
mm-hmm.
and we're in lockdown again, mm-hmm. like, are you going to be okay? Or are you going to mm-hmm. go downward spiral again?
Well, here's the thing about the human experience, okay?
Uh-huh.
The moment you experience something, the moment it comes back the second time, ya sabes cómo reaccionar.
Ah, okay.
All right? That's what turns knowledge into wisdom.
So I'm going to challenge you to not have a pod fade until the next summer.
Until the next summer, yeah. And if it does happen again, it's a very intentional one, right?
Yeah.
Not as unintentional as this one. Pero no, yeah, en verdad yo creo en eso. I'm a big believer in that, de que the human experience is the moment we experience something twice, we know how to deal with it, you know? Así que, personally, that's how I feel. Así que, COVID, you may not be done with us, but I am done with you, all right? Peace out, dude. Hasta luego. One of the biggest things que a mí me ayudó, kind of wrapping my mind, you know, mentally, and ponerme las pilas, is to find the silver lining in things, even if they're stupid. Mm-hmm. Even if they're dumb, because I know we know that COVID has been nothing but a horrible, you know, hot mess for a lot of people. You know, lives are lost, loved ones, you know, are dying, and that's horrible. We're not here to make light of it, you know. But in this podcast, we go out of our way to be lighthearted. Así que silver linings that we found in COVID. We're gonna talk about the five things that COVID-19 changed for what we believe to be the better. And this is according to us, okay? This is not according to science. This is just Jessica and Jesse. That's it. So here it goes. Number one, I believe that people realize what was really important during this pandemic.
Yeah, for sure. Family.
Yeah. Our baby dogs.
Yeah.
You know, just overall, like, la gente, cuando tuvo la chance, especially like during the first initial lockdown, people just like spend time with the family, you know, the immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not here to turn a blind eye that not everybody lo tuvo así color de rosas, mm-hmm. pero a great majority of people in general were like, hey, you know what? So this is what work-life balance looks like, you know, the ability to be home, the ability to, you know, spend time with the people that I love.
Quality time.
Quality time with them. And not just like the quality itself, but even the quantity went mm-hmm. up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people were working from home, the fact that people had the ability to, you know, telecommute, a lot of people want that to stay.
Yeah.
And I don't see why not. Like, everybody, you know, adapted to a telecommute option one way, shape, or form. And the biggest thing que nos dimos cuenta is that it can be done.
Yeah.
So if it can be done, why aren't we doing it? You know, that's, ¿por qué no lo estamos usando a nuestro beneficio? Así que I think that's something that is here to stay. I think that's something that people are going to push for, and I'm all for it. Because if it means more flexibility to be home or do things that you love and prioritize, then
cool.
Go for it, man. Let's hope for more of that. Another one that I thought, you know, might have been kind of dumb, but I'm totally for is the Instant Cart. I never liked going grocery shopping.
We have not stepped foot, I don't think,
mm-hmm.
at a grocery store.
Yeah. Since COVID.
March.
Yeah, since March. I've never been a fan. Nunca me ha gustado.
Okay, primeramente duras como 2 horas en la Walmart.
I take forever.
He has to say hi to everybody. He has to look at everything because you are a certified overthinker. You know, every aisle has to have, you have to overthink every aisle.
When I do.
I make you a list every time.
Every single time.
I'm like, you're barely getting out of Walmart or Albertsons, whatever. Oh, Luis, que me topé a fulana y fulano.
It's a bad combo.
Hi. And I'm like speed walking through the aisles. I have like tunnel vision. If I saw you, I saw you. If you saw me, I didn't see you. I'm out in record time.
Yeah, it's really a bad combo for me when I go shopping because, yes, I am an overthinker. La pienso demasiado. And then on top of that, I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah.
Y me la llevo con todo el mundo. Mm-hmm. Voy a saludo a todos. Me topo con toda la gente.
And then you're like, half of the time, you're like, I'm like, so who was that? Oh, I don't even know. They just came up to me and said, hi, Jesse. And you like pretend that you know them, but you really don't know them.
It's because I'm bad with names, pero, you know, yeah, like I don't want to be rude tampoco. So le sigo el rollo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, how's your mom? Like, for all I know, hopefully they're alive because I don't remember. But I'm hoping for the best. And
oh my God, the last time that I remember it happening, we were at Starbucks.
When was that?
A while back.
Yeah.
And this person, el muchacho, he was sitting on his computer. I don't know what he was doing.
I remember.
But he was like, not staring, but like looking over, así como que like, you know, like when you know someone. And
right.
I'm like, I don't know you. And obviously like he was just there. And I thought he was one of your students because he looked very young, like in high school young. And then he started talking to you and I was like, oh, okay. I went to go get our stuff and you guys were talking and I was like, oh, okay. You probably, yeah, that makes sense why he was staring, you know,
yeah.
because he knows you. You had a whole full-on conversation about this guy's house.
Oh, yes, I did.
Que él según, he was like designing his own house and like remodeling and like he was on his computer like drawing out like something that he wanted to like renovate.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking like, whoa, that's so cool. Like he's probably in college now, so it was probably one of your first year students. Y'all making all these stories. We leave, we get in the car, and I'm like, Jesse, who was that? Like, was he your student? Like, ¿cómo se llama? And you literally told me, I have no idea who that was. I'm like, but you just started having a conversation with him. Like, if you've known him all your life, like, why?
I don't want to be rude. Like, se me quedó viendo como si nos conocía. You're right about that part.
Yeah, he was looking at, well, you.
You know, and maybe he was a student of mine. I doubt it, though. He didn't look that young to me.
And then people always tell you, oh, you have such a familiar face. So maybe he doesn't even know who you are and confused you with somebody that he knew.
Maybe we both committed to the fact of talking to strangers, you know? Like, maybe we both committed to that idea. Because sí me acuerdo que miré. His design, like he was working on his design in the cafe.
Who initiated this conversation?
Well, I went up to him because he was
of
staring.
Of course.
I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And he's like, good, how you been? I'm like, I've been good, man. You know, just working, you know, how about you? Oh, I'm working on my house. I'm like, oh, is that what you got there? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what you got? Tell me.
It looked beautiful. I really hope that whoever that is.
Yeah, I'm coming to see it about the project of his home. And I was like, oh, that looks so great. We're also working on our house too. The floors are still being worked on. To this day, we're still laying down the floor. And yeah, no, very, very nice conversation.
He was a very muchacho muy agradable.
Yeah.
Pero no, si o no se miraba bien joven.
Si se miraba joven, I didn't think he looked high school joven, pero sí joven. Pero de plano, si me preguntas quién es, I don't know.
No
sé. I don't know. Hasta la fecha, I don't know. You know, but yeah, that's me in a nutshell. You guys, like, así, yo soy así. You know,
you guys, can we tell him?
A ver.
Can we tell him about the time we went to the dentist?
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Oh my God. That's hilarious. This is recent. This is like, okay.
Okay.
That is the whole background.
We have been pushing our appointment, right? Due to COVID. That's how we start our sentences now. And so, yo ya no aguantaba because we were supposed to get our teeth cleaned?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Our teeth cleaned.
Our teeth are very dirty.
And quiero decir abril.
Sí.
Y pues nah. You know, like it got canceled and we never... Tú según you had done the appointment. Mm. That was a lie.
Yeah, I did not.
And then around July, late June, nos mandaron como like saying que ya iban a abrir la office y toda la cosa. And... So I set up an appointment for us to go. I make sure that we were the first two people in the office. And yeah. we were already in the office one time prior. We had we were like checking them out and we loved it. Super limpio, super nice. You know, we really liked the dental assistant, the dental assistant?
Dental hygienist.
And so fuimos and yo así como que like, all right. In and out.
Business.
Okay.
Straight to business, like Jessica.
I don't want to linger in the waiting
whether
room.
Whether it's shopping, whether it's dental.
Jesse, whether due to COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's a funeral, like it's straight to business. No feeling at all.
And so we were the first two there. Like, acababan de abrir. We checked our temperature. We, you know, it was weird to be around people without the mask. I'm going to say. Pero pues, you know, it's dental. So, yeah, la muchacha, she did the cleaning. I want to say que I was done in
3 minutes because she's all business.
Yeah. No, I think it was like half an hour.
Yeah, half an hour.
Like half an hour. Yo siento como que eso es normal. I have really good oral hygiene también. So, it's not like...
Weird flex, but okay.
It's not like they batallan or they take longer or, you know, I have like a ton of cavities that they have to address.
Your teeth are clean. We get it. Your teeth are clean. Uh-huh.
In and out.
See.
Then it's Jesse's turn. Oh my God, you guys. Okay, Jesse no había salido de la casa desde marzo.
Yeah, man, I've been deprived from people.
And he's a social butterfly.
I've been deprived from people, yo.
Entró así como que like saludando a todo mundo, saying hi. He looked like a puppy in the dog treat aisle at PetSmart.
A cute puppy too, like a St. Bernard cute
puppy.
Oh
my goodness. Y yo nomás se podía porque pues éramos los únicos ahí. Ya empezaron a llegar gente and I was like, what the heck, dude? Like, let's get out of here. And yes, they had like regulations, right? You know, in the waiting room. But I was like, we should not be here already. We should have been in the car, going to Chick-fil-A, going home. And so then all I hear is carcajadas. Conversation, and then they started playing a song in La Bocinas, and Jesse, I could hear Jesse being like, that's from Hamilton. That's from Hamilton, right, guys? And I'm like, how are you holding a conversation right now when they're trying to clean your teeth, like
in between gargles. That's from Hamilton, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And he had the hygienist laughing. She's really nice. I really like her.
The dental assistant Violet turns up the radio.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a party. Every time you're with me, it's a party.
Una hora.
Yeah.
Una hora.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure you backed everybody up the rest of the day because you would not be quiet.
Ah, pero la and pasamos.
I think if para ser like hygienist, you have to be like a certified people person because they're always really nice and they like kind of like the siguen el rollo and the conversation. And I don't know. Every hygienist I've met is like that.
You have to be weird to be a dental hygienist. Oh, you have to be mad weird because you have to be into like gross things and people.
I guess. So, and so then how did you feel being there? Just this is my point of view.
For me, like that was like I went from talking to nobody besides my dogs and my wife to like all of a sudden being around people. So it was like Six Flags, you know, like it was a roller coaster. And luego todavía like te sienten esas sillitas that like tilt you back like an actual roller coaster. So yo me la pasé machine. Mm-hmm. Yo, I had a good time. Although, even though I like being around people, that doesn't mean I like grocery shopping. I hate grocery shopping. And for that reason, the fact that I never have to step into a grocery store again, I don't think I will.
Oh, me neither.
That's like, oof, that's a highlight. The fact that I can have booze delivered to my house, that is a highlight. Mm-hmm. The fact that I can do curbside in most stores, how many computers did I buy from Best Buy and return them just because I can go pick them up and deliver, like, dude, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm never going back. That is here to stay, and I like it. Another thing that we like, this is number 3 on the top 5 things that we think that COVID-19 changed for the better, according to us. Número 3 is no more social events we dislike.
Baby showers. I'm going to say it.
Like, no quiero ser sangrón. No quiero ser sangrón. Pero la neta, goodbye boring baby showers. Goodbye boring events in general. Like events that just do not sound like fun, but like you don't want to be a jerk, so ahí andas. Like
maybe this is just us.
Again, no queremos ser sangrones, pero you guys know, like hay eventos que they just do not sound like a good time. They really don't. And the fact that I can just say pandemic, you know,
I'll stay home.
I'll stay home. Pandemia, you know.
Like, I te mando un gift card.
You know,
send me your address. I mean, it's not like we don't want to give the baby what the baby needs and deserves, and you know,
yeah,
it's just I don't want to sit there and play games that I've played since I was 15.
Yeah, you know, we're done,
or even younger, because us Mexicans, you know, like they're popping kids consistently.
We've gotten so many baby showers.
How
you know?
Many baby showers have we? Yes,
too many.
Siempre son los mismos juegos, okay?
Siempre.
Y nunca gano. Eso es otra. Eso es otra queja. And then I got older. To the point where now I was helping to throw baby showers, and it was exciting. I will do it for my immediate family because it is nice. And I was in charge of games for Adley's, for Emma's. And I was like, we're going to do fun games. And we had fun.
And you know, I'm not saying that we're going to not go to any baby shower, but we're going to be very, very, very selective from here on.
Guys.
It's not that I don't care about your baby. Like, it's fine. Like, I'll send you a gift for your baby, like I'll pitch in to me helping you raise the baby with resources, like that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not really my responsibility, but we'll be nice. Está bien, no problema. Pero don't make me go and hang out for 3 hours on a baby that's not born yet, because no entiendo the appeal. Because mm-hmm. baby showers are weird, you know, because usually it's like, it's not a carne asada, you know, so it's not as relaxed. It's more formal than a carne asada. But there's like, there's more formality, but no more fun and added benefits to it.
Yeah. So, and we're always the only ones without babies.
Ándale. Encima de eso.
So it's kind of weird.
It is.
And then you get everybody asking, ay, ¿tú pa' cuándo?
Yes,
and
tú.
We're reaching the age where it's like,
you know, oh, el Jesse también tiene cuántos veces embarazado, eh? And I'm like, okay.
And they're measuring your belly her belly.
No, I'm done, bro. That's it. I'm done.
And all the guys just like collectively, like, stand by the wall with their Bud Lights.
And that's the thing, because, like, baby showers used to be strictly a chick thing, and now we're doing co-ed baby showers because, was, you know, gender equality. You know, something should stay the same, bro. El momento que empezaron a meter a los vatos a los baby showers, like, no. I don't know, man. Like, again, I say that, but what if we have a kid? Are we going to have baby showers?
No.
No baby showers? Mm-mm. Let the record show that we're saying this on this podcast, that no baby showers for us. Okay? Pero eso sí, mándenos.
Peaches is going to hate me.
We're still going to register, so mándenos los regalos. We'll take those.
Dude, I love that Adley and Michael are registered on Amazon.
Yeah, they just go buy me a gift. That's
yeah,
it.
I'll, and they have a diaper fund. Where like you're donating for their 1 year worth of diapers. Simon, diapers are expensive. We love you, your family. Here you go.
These are good ideas. Number four, casual wear.
I haven't worn high heels since I can't remember. I don't even think I can wear high heels anymore.
I haven't worn shoes since I can't remember. at least a good 3 months.
Jesse's
4 months.
Like Kevin in the office where he wears like the Kleenex box.
See, dude, yeah. Yeah, dude. Like you're still like full Apache, dude. Like I'm going back to my roots.
You're rooted, man.
I'm going back to my roots, you know, for los que no
sepan. How did you feel going back to work? Even though like you're in an empty classroom, right?
No, hold on.
Teaching virtual.
Hold on. Before that, I gotta say that I am definitely going back. Para los que no saben, I am yaqui. Mi mamá me dice que
you
nosotros
don't even
tenemos.
Know.
Mi mamá dice que tengo sangre yaqui de Soyopa, Sonora. Así que.
You need to do an ancestry.com.
The fact that I was barefoot for 3-4 months, I definitely felt more yaqui. And así que, you know, I've enjoyed it. And the fact, the moment I put on shoes again, and the moment I started going back to work this August, I realized that my feet get sweaty.
Now you understand why you've succumbed me and my friends when you take off your shoes.
I was like, why are my feet moist right now? Like, what's going on? Like, it felt like a tres leches. I felt like I was walking on tres leches. And I you know.
You never noticed this? This is why your feet smell, babe.
I've never noticed it. I was like, why is a every time I took a step, like, what was going on?
You're porous. Are you like SpongeBob with a squeaky boot?
See. Así que. You know, Adley, me prestas un poco de tu talco that you're going to get from the baby shower. That would be nice. But I've enjoyed being casual. Like, I've enjoyed estar así como que en fachas, bro. Like, that's something that
I... It is class A fachoso.
Fachoso to always. The max. Yes. You know, but then I get self-conscious and I'm like, I should probably shave. I should probably brush my teeth. Like
Jesse. I think that's why the pandemic hit us differently because I still kept working. Remember, guys, I'm an essential worker.
Sí, sí.
Sí. And so I think como que like no perdí la rutina en eso de que I still had to get up, get dressed, you know, shower, brush my teeth, leave the house even though the road was empty, right? Pero no perdí la rutina en eso. Perdí la rutina en otras cosas, pero en eso no. So I was pretty structured still.
Sí. Yo no.
It wasn't like my whole.
Yeah, yo no. Yo perdí toda la routine.
And I'm a gold. So if I would have gone home, I probably would have been right there next to you, like just mopey.
Yeah. And now that I'm coming back to it, I am enjoying again the newly acquired routine of waking up early, early, early. Because I wasn't even doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm waking up super early. And
guys, for real, he was Jan from the office, like just home.
It was bad, you know, like I'm not here proud of it. I really am not because sí me sentía like agüitado mentally, exhausted mentally. And that's the craziest thing. Like it's hard to explain because.
Can you imagine if you ever like end up in prison and like in isolation?
I don't know because in prison.
You are going to go nuts, bro.
Yeah, maybe because.
You got to strengthen your mind.
I really do. Like, de nuevo, guys, I know it's hard to explain, and you might be thinking, you know, si no estabas ocupado físicamente, how can you be exhausted? Mentally, I was just exhausted with the scenario, with the situation. Así que. Mm-hmm.
And sleeping late.
Yeah.
And getting up late.
So this whole new vibe, the moment I get structure, now that I have some more structure because of school, because poniéndome las pintas yo mismo, things are looking up. I feel good. Yeah, I really do. The fifth one, número cinco.
God, we're not done.
Here we go. Last one is I want to say that something good that happened because of COVID-19 is that people are becoming more aware of the risk of getting sick. Por ejemplo, at work, you know, and this is not just my work, but now, of course, lo estoy notando because I'm going back to work, but every other jobs is like, oh, if you're sick, stay home.
Yes.
Like the importance of staying home when you're feeling sick has gone up, has shot through the roof, no? O sea, like people are super into that. It's a whole new environment when it comes to, you know, sickness and sick days y todo eso. And now I've seen it to the point that they're like literally like shaming you. Si no te cuidas, you know?
Yeah.
Si andas tosiendo y no te estás cubriendo la boca, like aguas.
Leave.
Aguas, aguas. Like si no te lavas las manos, like aguas. If you're like having...
I mean, there's entire policies on this now.
If you're having symptoms y andas como que like, I think long gone are the days de que, oh, you guys, I have a slight fever and a cough, but I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to fight it.
I'm going to make it. And I'm like, bro, this is not about you.
No,
this isn't about you making it. Like, think about other people. And we should have, I've been saying this for a while now, we should keep that energy with all the diseases. We should have been like this with the flu. You and I are like this with the flu. The moment I have any symptom, I take the day off. And people antes, like, you know, hasta te daban carrilla por ello, you know, like, well, Jesse, you can't take the day off. I came to work. I was sick. I was here. I was doing my part. Like, shut up, dude.
That's me.
It's not about that. It's about others, you moron. You don't want to get other people sick. Así que the fact that now more people are more in tune de que if you're sick, stay home.
And como, like, it's a culture now. It's going to have to mm-hmm. be the culture where it's okay and not shameful.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all for it. I love it. You know, yeah. It should have happened sooner.
And it's not just if you have a fever.
No, it's like if you don't feel well, stay home. Mm-hmm. And I hope that can move forward because it's going to put a lot of better situations. People are going to mm-hmm. feel that flexibility and without the embarrassment de que,
or the burden of
calling off, you know?
Yeah.
Take that time off. It's okay. Be cuídate. No problem. I hope that stays. That's one of the things we notice changing. And we think it's for the better. Así que overall, like this whole podcast, this whole episode, this whole subject is just that it's time to move on. Personally, ya me siento así. And you're right. Maybe I should have felt like that earlier. Other people have. Pero now that I'm here, we're saying it. You know, it's time to move on. And this is a message que les estamos encourage a todos. Move on at your own pace, claro. We're not staying, you know, get crazy. Still be safe, of course, right? Follow all the guidelines. Pero mentalmente, let's keep it going, right? Let's move it along. You know, bye, summer. We're saying bye to summer. We're saying bye to Zoe Deschanel.
While we're sitting here in 115 degree weather.
Yeah, I know. Bye, summer. We are done with you.
You guys, we've been on a heat wave since like July.
It's been mad hot.
I have nothing growing in the garden. I'm holding on to one watermelon that might survive.
Mm-hmm.
Pero overall, like, that's all dead. I'm focusing on my indoor plants. So that's a good thing. Not that anybody asks or anybody cares about my plants, but those are alive and kicking. The dogs are alive. The dogs looked at us like, what the heck are you guys doing when we both left to work?
I know. Seriously. They were knocked that.
And Raja is having like his whole separation anxiety all over again. And he's just like, where are you guys going? Like, what are you doing?
An easy summer for a lot of people. That's for sure. Ourselves included. Así que por eso decimos adiós summer. Hasta luego. And we are saying hello. Hello to the autumn. Hola.
Hello to whatever new things happen. And if, you know, we're on lockdown again by November, then we'll continue the podcast and keep you guys updated
with the new perspective. Right? With the new perspective there. That's why I'm saying hello, Autumn. You never looked so good. And let's keep it moving. Hey everyone, that was it for this episode. Si les ha gustado este episodio, please check us out. We have our website, the5050.com, -50fify.com. We're really active in our Instagram, so check us out there. That is the5050, the5050. Drop by, say hi. One of the biggest things that we will like, especially now that we're coming back from a pod fade, algo que nos va a ayudar muchísimo is some feedback, reviews, right? If you enjoy it, leave a like, whether it's on our post on Instagram, whether it's on iTunes reviews, whatever it may be.
Suggestions on topic.
That would be cool too. You know, we always have something on the work.
Active. productive, motivated.
Keep my mind busy with good things, right? Bring me some good thoughts in that area. And if you like what you listen, you know, share us. You know, we love more people joining in on this conversation. And again, we always welcome feedback. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Bienvenidos. Welcome back, everyone, to
The 50-50.
And just like that, we have an episode in the bag. We're back, baby. I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, like, we can do this. Podemos triunfar.
I love how you keep saying we, and I'm like, this is all you. Let the record show, guys. I was asking Jesse every other week, are we going to podcast? Are we going to podcast? Because the next episode we were going to record was one of my ideas.
See,
and I just feel like you have been shutting me down, but the whole time you were just like shutting yourself down.
It's shutting myself down, unfortunately, you know. And that's one of the caveats of using a two-person podcast, is una persona no lo está sintiendo, está cañón, you know.
Y yo así como que like, we have all this time, we have no baby shower to go to, we have nothing, let's do this. Yeah. Because one of my biggest issues with Jesse is that he wants to record at like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And I'm a morning person, so I'm done with the day by 9. And he, for some reason, is not. So I was like, whoa, we couldn't even record at 6. What are we doing at 6 p.m., dude? Like, after dinner? Nothing. Let's do this. He's not.
It's on me. Like, I'm not here to sugarcoat it and, like, excuse it. Like, it's...
But I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm happy that you decided to get out of your funk.
I feel like the Emperor's new groove.
Better late than ever.
My groove is back, baby. I'm better than ever. Watch me like catch COVID and die tomorrow.
Well, you know, they pushed back the in-classroom teaching. So
because we're not ready.
You might be okay for till September
8th. It's such a mess, you know, and we know that it's such a mess, but like the mentality is de que sobres, this is what we got to work with. Órale, you know. Life gave us extra sour lemons today, so we're just gonna add more sugar to make the lemonade work. That's all we gotta do, man. So easier said than done sometimes. A lot easier said than done for me in these past few months. So the fact that this is a step forward in what we feel is the right direction, we're gonna go with that.
Wasn't this an outro?
This is the outro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is it. This is the outro. Just telling people gracias for tuning in this much and thus far. It's even like more casual. The outros are always more casual.
Yeah, I always feel like we always throw in something extra.
Yeah, it's always como que like, oh, for those who like stuck in and listened to us for this much.
Haven't changed it. You know, turned it off.
Aquí les va la, aquí lo va lo, el, ¿cómo se dice? Like, sin filtro, you know?
Ah, like, exposed.
Exposed. Nah, but nothing crazy, but just, you know, acá la more real talk, I guess. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Not that we don't do real talk in the podcast, right? I don't even know what I'm saying at this point.
I don't even remember how we were supposed to do an outro.
That's the point of the outro, man. Who cares? This is our show. You know? If you don't like this outro, then just stop playing this podcast. You know, this is your fault for playing Pride and like listening past an hour at this point. This is on you, bro. Okay? Were you listening? This is on you at this point. You can't blame me. You can't blame me. If you guys listened to this episode and you enjoyed it, please leave a like. Thank you all very much for listening to
The 50-50.